Well, this is Local Voices. The debate is over. Today is August 7, 2017, and we are in Kamplay, Gbelege District number 3, and the debate is over. I met with some local people, and we're going to ask them what's their view about the debate. Call away for Lele, your name, please.
I'm Vera Enbo.
Vera, how was the debate looking there?
Anyway, the debate wasn't bad. The debate was very good. I enjoyed it.
Okay, your candidates have talked and have made many promises. How you look at it as compared to the past?
So a lot of promises that the candidate made. I myself, I'm really thinking because some of these candidates, when they make promises, they can't fulfill their own promise. According to the past, as I'm sitting down, the road condition to our home is very bad. This going election, a lot of the candidates make some promises and they did not fulfill it. And they are the same candidate are making the promises this year again. So I'm praying to God so God can give a good leader to fulfill their own promise.
Okay, you are employer and you're going to employ your representative to go in a house of representative to represent you. What qualification do you want to see in this person?
According to me, the qualification that I want to see in this person that I'm employing to go in the house, let a person seek in our interest. Let a person listen to us. If the person see any problem, let a person come and consult us so that we can share ideas together. That is seeking the citizen interest. Now I really am. I'm aiming at.
Yeah, they talk about budget for Nima County, development fund, as you heard. What you think the development fund can come to Nima County and you can see it?
I cannot see it, old man B. As I'm sitting now, I can't see it. I can't see the development that is going on with this development fund.
Okay, they talk about agriculture.
Yeah.
And they said they're going to see about our agriculture. What's your view about it?
Now I'm praying to God. What they are saying, if they do it, I will be more happy. To bring agriculture in our district, I will be more happy.
Okay, thank you. And what's your last word to the voters?
My last word to the voter is let them be kind. Let them look in, let to know who to put in that chair. They must know who to elect to represent us. They must not just vote because of the person have money. The person is your relative. The person is your cousin. Is your nephew. But let them know the leader to put in that chair to represent us tomorrow.
And what you want your representative to do if any of the candidates win?
If any of the candidates win, what I want for them to do, let them fulfill their own promise. Let them look up to the citizen. Let them look up to the road condition because in this district, the road condition in the rural areas is very bad. So let them fulfill their own promise.
Thank you. Your name again?
I'm Vera Enbo.
And I met up with a gentleman.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Your name, please?
I'm Abby Zesu.
As you look at the debate, how you view the debate? How you look at it?
Oh, well, the debate was very fine. I really admire all of the candidates.
Well, your candidates have talked today and you view their you know, what all they say. How you looking at it?
Well, you know, for the past, we have not been opportune to have the kind of debate in our district. But what I see is that all of the candidates are talking about development. In fact, all of them said they will come and bring us agriculture, infrastructure, health center, education. And we admire all of them. Actually, I admire them.
These promises have been made before by many candidates. How you look at it? Has it been fulfilled?
Well, actually, it have not been fulfilled in this district because in the past, those that have been heading the particular position have been self-centered, meaning that they have kept themselves, only they and their family benefited and enjoyed the benefit of our money. So for now, we are not like sleeping again. So what we heard from them, we don't want it to be repeated. So if people are coming, saying the same thing again, we are so careful and washing, and in fact, we are like a watchdog. So we want to see them to fulfill all of the promises that they are making.
What have you to tell the voters?
Yeah, what we want to tell the voters is that we don't want them to vote people because this man or this woman is my relative, this woman is connected to me. We want to vote people, we want to tell the voters that vote people that will be in the interest of the masses.
Okay, you saying that your representatives that go there, they don't fulfill their promises. And we know, is this election important to you, and why is it important?
Yeah, this election is very much important to me. And the reason for that is that all of us, the electors who are the employer to these people, have gotten to know that representatives have responsibility, and they have the oversight responsibility to take care of us, take care of the district, take care of the county as large, in fact, Liberia as a whole. So it's very important to me.
Okay, thank you. Your name again?
I'm still having again.
Thank you. I call up with another lady. Your name, please?
I'm Alfredo Kuro from Campley.
The debate is over. How you look at the debate?
Well, the debate was very important. I really enjoy it.
Your candidates have talked and they made many, many promises. How you view it?
Really, I really admire it because most of the candidates promised us that they will build a school and also build a clinic for the women.
Okay. Are these people the first people to promise the district?
No. Even the past election, most of the candidates during campaign time, they can give up many promises, but they can't fulfill their promises.
And what have you to tell them at this time?
Now, for this time, I really want to tell the candidate that when they win the election, they should come to our names and do all their promises that they're doing for us.
They should keep their promises, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this election important to you?
Yes, this election is important to me.
Why may you say important?
It really makes important to me because as a female, I really want for me to have my own candidate to be there and help also that I and my children can live in peace.
Okay. Thank you. Your name again?
I'm Alfredo Kuro.
Thank you. Yeah.